women's wear, including dresses, tops and denim, plus holiday bits, PJs, lingerie, footwear and accessories. Exclusively in your nearest Matalan store. T's and C's apply. Cheapest item free.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? When my wife, Sue, was diagnosed with cancer, she was given 6 months to live. But thanks to radiotherapy, we had 10 more years together and she saw our daughter get married. We now know her cancer is hereditary. So I need to do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gifts in Wales fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwales. Together we are beating cancer.
Find me somebody to love.
You'll love the Dreams stock clearance sale. Shop now for up to 40% off. Dreams. Love your bed.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Iran has accused the United States of being complicit in two Israeli strikes on the country targeting its nuclear program. Tel Aviv suffered a retaliatory attack on Friday night, although the IDF says the majority of missiles were either intercepted or fell short. Professor Paul Moorcroft is a former Ministry of Defense analyst and thinks Israel is playing with fire.
Hitting nuclear plants. Remember what happened at Chernobyl, which was an accident, and worries about hitting Zaporizhzhia in the Ukraine war. Hitting deliberately a nuclear plant, which contains nuclear fissile material in the tanks, for example, is technically, you could define it as a law, as a war crime.
Water cannon have been used against crowds at Portadown in Northern Ireland after petrol bombs were thrown during more violent disorder. It's now experienced five consecutive nights of trouble after it initially broke out in Ballymena. Survivors of the Grenfell Tower disaster and relatives of the dead are due to gather later to mark the 8th anniversary of the fire, which claimed 72 lives. It's likely to be the final time they'll be able to hold commemorations in the shadow of the building. The government says its remains will be demolished. And David Beckham, the actor Gary Oldman, and The Who's Roger Daltrey have been knighted in the King's Birthday Honours. The former Conservative politician Penny Mordaunt becomes a dame, while awards also go to medics who responded to the Southport stabbings. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
A piece coming up for your trio from the Hall of Fame that was really important to me when I first moved to the Big Smoke. But let's start with Mozart's highest placed piece.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. You're listening to Classic FM.
Jean-Yves Thibaudet at the keyboard on Classic FM, playing Satie up 7 in the Classic FM Hall of Fame to number 141. It followed my first choice for your trio from our top 300 this morning, from Mozart, a non-mover, but the highest of 13 entries for the composer, the Lacrimosa from his Requiem. You heard the choir of King's College, Cambridge, supported by the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by the late, great Stephen Clearbury. Which leaves room for one more piece to play you from the Hall of Fame this morning, something that a friend lent me on a little CD when I first moved into a tiny little bedsit in South London after I'd first moved to the Big Smoke and was trying to make my way and find my fortune. This gem got me through, from Cristobal de Morales, Passe Mihi Domine.
Thank you.
heavenly. Jan Garbarek and the Hilliard Ensemble. Wrapping up your trio from the Classic FM Hall of Fame this morning. Their interpretation of Passe Mihi Domine by Cristobal de Morales. And the entire album is well worth a listen. Katie Brethwick here with your trio from the Hall of Fame this morning. But if that's not enough for you, never fear. Tim Leuro is your man. He's here with Classic FM Breakfast from 7 and has a whole hour of goodies for you from 9.
Thank you.
I went to see him a few years back at the South Bank Centre, and it's really interesting because he plays with the keyboard facing the audience. His back to the audience, but the keyboard facing the audience so you can watch his fingers play. It's a wonderful experience. Einaudi, his Primavera on Classic FM, played with the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Classic FM. Up first, Philip Glass, his violin concerto. Mari Samuelsson, the soloist with the Concerthaus Orchestra of Berlin. And just now from Aaron Copland, Simple Gifts from his Appalachian Springs. Ubin Mehta in charge of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. And a reminder, actually, that tomorrow, if you're around for my Hall of Fame trio, just after 3 o'clock, I've decided to play you one of my choices for this year's Classic FM Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer Pike playing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra on Classic FM. Edward Gardner, the conductor. From Crusell, his first clarinet concerto, Michael Collins, the soloist, heading up the Swedish Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
a song he debuted in Girl Crazy all the way back in 1930. It'll soon be coming up to its 100-year anniversary, that. Embraceable You by George Gershwin, written in 1928, played for you this morning by Joshua Bell with the London Symphony Orchestra. That's it from me. I'm back tomorrow from one. I do hope you can join me then. Sam Pittis is next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ADVICE to 78900 to find out more. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with five-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump says he was aware Israel was planning to attack Iran, but there is still time to work out a deal over its nuclear program. Tehran launched retaliatory assaults on Friday night after two IDF operations aimed at ensuring the Islamic Republic can't build atomic weapons. But Professor of International Studies, Dr. Nick Westcott, thinks Benjamin Netanyahu's government could end up looking foolish.
My guess is Israel is trying to do to Iran what they did to Hezbollah. Then ideally for some kind of regime change. The trouble is that Iran is not like Lebanon, and I think that will prove a miscalculation if that is what they're trying to do.
Crowds have thrown petrol bombs, fireworks and masonry at police in Northern Ireland during a fifth night of violent disorder. Water cannons being deployed in Portadown after trouble, which initially began in Ballymena and spread across the region. It's believed to centre on allegations a girl had been sexually assaulted. Forecasters are warning large parts of the UK will be hit by thunderstorms and strong winds. A yellow warning for storms will stay in place until 6 o'clock tonight for most of England, Wales, parts of Scotland and eastern areas of Northern Ireland. And the former England captain David Beckham says he's immensely proud to get a knighthood in the King's Birthday Honours. The 50-year-old is being recognised for services to sport and charity. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM.